Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
The Talk Sport Clips of the Week.
Yes, first time in a couple of weeks we've got a fresh batch for you, courtesy of our good friends at Tool Station. It's Clips of the Week time. Andy, get us underway.
Well, we kick off, not unusually, with Alan Brazil talking Fulham.
Fulham hope that Thomas Tuchel's exit from Bayern at the end of the season will mean they can hang on to midfielder Perlin Haar.
Who are Pearl and Haar? That's two midfielders.
Yeah, he advertises with Pearl and Dean.
That's Paulinho, I think he was.
It is Paulinho, yes.
Pearl and Haar. Well, don't worry.
Pearl and Haaland.
Yeah, it could be. Nice. We're sure Alan will have more luck with the Liverpool assistant manager's name.
First, so some of the headlines you're waking up to this morning. Here we go. TalkSport understands Liverpool assistant manager Pep Lijnders.
Yes, with his teenage Ninja Turtles.
Wee Lijnders.
Andy Goldstein on Drive. With one of those moments when you think your microphone's off.
Hold on 1 minute, because it's full time. England against Italy, Baker Brothers.
Years England women 5 Italy 1.
Maybe Benty trod on his toe or something.
No,
or he's a huge fan of Italian women's football.
He just was really
couldn't deal with the result. Yeah. This is the Moose with shock news from Luton v Villa.
Luca Dini's header, 2 minutes from time, won it for Villa. Michael Oliver has just blown up here.
Blimey, I would have thought that would have got more coverage. What a terrible thought. There's another good referee gone.
It is. Meanwhile, on the sports bar, Jason Cundy was set a quiz.
I only have two words, but thousands of letters. What am I?
Dictionary. Ah, OK. Can see a slight problem there. Alan Pardew and Majestic now taking a call.
And let's head over to Jamie, who's a Sheffield United fan. Jamie, come here. Let's talk. It's Sunday night. Let it out, mate.
I don't know what to say.
Well, that doesn't bode well.
What was the point of ringing up then?
You're not getting the Wix vouchers. Definitely not. It's me, isn't it? Or no, it's you. No, sorry, Andy.
Here's this week's Carry On Talk Sport featuring Sam Ellard.
Trapped LBW looking to sweep Ravi Jadeja. The umpire's finger has gone up. Joe Root.
I still think that's cheating. You could tell the stress was different. He was going to go on and say something, but George, our assistant producer, laughed in the meeting, so that was enough for us to put it in.
Well, that's how we judge it.
Yes. Anyway, back to Drive, where Andy and Darren invited us to the gym.
I did a strength and conditioning class today.
Yeah?
Never done one before.
Oh, my word.
What was the class called?
Strength and conditioning.
Okay, well, fair enough.
That's what it says on the tin.
They don't mess about, do they?
This is Jim Proudfoot on commentary duty, seemingly keen to mark Crufts Week.
Yeah.
And Dallow was there with the aid of McTominay to get it away, but McTominay's given it away. Rough.
Just a little one, because it is Crufts Week, isn't it? We all love Crufts Week. So well done, Jim. That was a good clip. I did enjoy that, yeah.
Rough.
Yeah, all right, Jim. No need for that. Just calm down.
Rough.
You won't get a biscuit if you keep on like that.
Rough.
You get the idea of that. So, what's next? It's me, isn't it? And
yes.
We were surprised to hear Natalie Sawyer say this on Weekend Breakfast.
We set the former Liverpool and Wales forward Dean Saunders a bit of homework last night ahead of this morning's show. As we know, Dino is an avid lover.
Oh, blimey, okay. He's kept that quiet. He normally tells you, you know. Dean's the sort of bloke with side lunch and say, as you know, I am an avid lover. Dean will tell you most things, but he has kept that one quiet.
Here's Graham Courtney now with some team news.
Johnny Howson, Paddy McNair, Lucas Engle take their places. As for Norwich, well, David Wanger, no surprise.
Probably a surprise for David Wanger.
His name's David Wanger.
Yeah, I never knew that. Okay, different pronunciation. And here's Adrian Durham in the commentary box with a bit too much information.
If they were to beat Manchester City after that, they're in command of the league.
Danny Murphy just dropped one there.
What a thought, oh dear, really. In a confined space like that. Very poor behaviour.
Now, here's betting expert Dave Stevens on Breakfast, talking music, and Andy Townsend seems to suddenly invent an unusual nickname for him.
The 1980s is my decade, so anything from the 1980s generally will get me tapping along.
Was you more Spandau or a Durrani, Speedo?
Speedo? I've never heard him call that before.
No. When I go swimming, I always wear a pair of Stevos.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, they're lovely.
Or maybe he just like to imagine Dave in a pair of Speedos, Andy. I've got no idea. Time now for the TalkSport Caller of the Week to drive.
Tom, you can't like a Man United to Spurs. Arsenal are like Spurs.
I've got someone getting me cab. Wait there.
TalkSport Caller of the Week.
And finally,
yeah. It's our cricket correspondent, John Norman, discussing England's latest Test centurion.
He's played in just about every single position. He's been wicketkeeper. He hasn't been wicketkeeper. He's been wicketkeeper. He hasn't been wicketkeeper. He's been wicketkeeper. He hasn't been wicketkeeper. And essentially still there.
Yeah, I mean, I think he was going to go on for... In fact, we did have to cut that down because that's now... It didn't go originally out like that. We'd been there for hours. This is how it originally went out.
He's played in just about every single position. He's been wicketkeeper. He hasn't been wicketkeeper. 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 And essentially still there.
So we got the idea. Yeah.
Tremendous.
So they were the clips of the week. And we should thank Dan B, Ian Murray, Roger in Durham, Keelan, Neil Acantha, Reed Anderson, Jack Woody, Richie in Mallorca, Alan Jenkins, Mark Hadfield, Old Clumsy, John McMullen, the Duke of Knutsford, Mark Sharp, Pete Bailey, and Dave Clark. They all suggested clips that were played this week. So if you hear a clip over the next week, we'll be at Cheltenham next week, but as always, we'll bring you the clips of the week. So get them into us, all the normal details, talksport.com/H&J.
I can't imagine what those will be made up of.
Yeah, I can't imagine whether they'll be... morning! It probably will be, yeah. Talksport.com, text 81089, tweet TSH&J. Get them into us. We just need a day and a time when you heard them go out on TalkSport or TalkSport 2 or whatever. We'll listen back, and if it's played, you'll get a credit. If you want to hear them again, the podcast is available to download at your leisure. We got the H&J Daily with some of the best bits of this afternoon's show. You'll be able to listen to that as well. And we've got a whole back catalogue of those, along with the previous clips of the week, if you'd like to get stuck into those. And we've got the TalkSport Extra podcast. Let's just remind you of those very quickly. If you're on Apple Podcasts, it's free to try for a month if you like them. $2.99 a month is a sort of deep dive into Andy's mad notes he never gets around to on the show, and a kind of deep sort of dive clip special as well.
I know he's biased because he's part of the company, but Jeff Peters told me he subscribed to the special podcast.
Really?
For his journey to Old Trafford yesterday, and he said he had to stop the car. He was laughing so
really?
Much.
Really? Okay, well, that's high praise indeed.
Very high praise.
From someone who's on the payroll.
Well, very much so.
So, if you're going to go and check it out, if you're on Apple Podcasts, all the details.
It wasn't Taylor Swift, let's
it
be
wasn't,
honest.
No, it wasn't. It's Jeff Peters, but we'll take it where we can.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com. Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.